Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
I am your host, Trebuchet, and it is War Games. It is a cold day in December, and we're going to have a couple of teams going head-to-head in multiple cages, multiple rings. But before we get into that, let's introduce the people in the room right now. To my left, the one and only Chad Showtime Schultz.
I'm here. I'm medicated. Let's do this.
That's right. That's right. We've been watching Red Zone all day. How's that? How'd that go?
I think I'm going to make the playoffs in all four of my leagues, I'm pretty sure.
That's groovy.
It feels very good.
We've been watching grown-ass men hit each other, and now we're going to turn on NXT War Games to watch some grown-ass men and women hit each other. So I'm looking forward to it. Also in the room, sitting 6 feet away from everybody, the one and only Iron Mike Bussler.
I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, ready to see some wrestling.
That's right.
At NXT War Games.
War Games. So it's for our version of the Mid-Card Intercontinental European Television Championship. And before we talk about this, the title is Ryan's right now because he predicted the AEW pay-per-view correctly.
He did.
And I just really want to segue into talking about last Wednesday's AEW Dynamite
before we talk about it.
I did watch it.
It was the first time that I truly believe that AEW put on a better show than NXT.
Yeah. NXT show was pretty much nothing.
It was just pay-per-view hype.
Nothing compared to what they were doing.
They brought Sting back. The title changed hands.
Doing the weird thing with Impact.
Yeah, they're doing that crossover thing, which means I got to figure out how to watch Access TV on Tuesday.
Who knows what that is, dude? Is that even a real channel?
I thought they just did like Bob Dylan concerts all day. I thought that's all they had.
I thought Access TV was a YouTube channel. I don't think it's a streamer. I think that's one of Logan Paul's channels or something. Is that PewDiePie? Pie or something? Or is that just a dirt bike channel?
It's all sponsored by Red Bull. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it was interesting.
That was really good. The Sting coming back was amazing. And I like what AEW is doing with, because they still have traditional pay-per-views, and nobody wants to spend $60 on a pay-per-view right now.
Not right now, no.
Yeah, with no fans, it does not seem like real.
The other thing is like, that last pay-per-view was on YouTube the very next day.
Well, they pulled that down.
Yeah, that's very hard.
Like, people pulled, that's not on them. That's going to happen. Yeah, that's going to happen, and then they yank them back down.
Yeah.
Posted it. Okay. That would be a whole other.
Yeah, pretty much any piece of media ever is gonna show up in some ripped version for a day, you know.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's like it's just without the fans and stuff, it's like. And then, like,
yeah, so you might as well hype up your weekly show because it's only not even a year old. Like, yeah, hype it up.
It was the 1 year anniversary. It was their winter classic or whatever.
Yeah, so it's not quite the 1 year anniversary. 1 year anniversary already happened.
It already did.
Yeah. We had the second Diamond Battle Royale thing.
Yep. Which, how do you guys feel about that thing?
I like it. It's
kind of weird.
Yeah, I like it. I liked it back when WCW used to do it. Yeah. I remember Hacksaw Jim Duggan and DDP having the battle for the ring.
It's MJF versus Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
So I think MJF's going to keep it.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Cassidy doesn't need it. Cassidy doesn't need wins. We've talked about that on the show before.
And MJF is going to be, it's going to be a whole fucking...
They've done a good job of him using that as a foreign object in the matches.
Yep. And it's going to be a part of the destruction of the Inner Circle.
Oh, I hope not. I want them to stay together.
Well, that's what they're supposed
to... They need to stay together.
That's what Jericho said, is next week we're having a meeting.
They need to figure this shit out, or they're breaking up.
Or the whole thing's done, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said. So, how do you feel about Kenny Omega going over?
Oh, I thought that was
over
awesome.
Moxley.
I never really understood why Moxley was champion in the first place.
I like Moxley a lot. I really do. I get it.
But I guess they're trying to push him as somebody who's more than just blood and guts.
Yeah,
which is what they were doing in the beginning.
We're trying to give the belt to somebody that was going
to
be there for a minute because. Like Jericho was the first champion.
He's trying to be Stone Cold. They're really trying to push him as this like Stone Cold every man crossover.
But he's more badass. He's more hardcore than that, though. Like,
yeah, he's like a. You're right. It's like a mix between Stone. It's like if Mick Foley was a badass.
Yeah.
And not kind of like a deranged goof.
Exactly.
Sure. No, I guess that's fair. I don't really think Moxley makes a great champion.
Kenny Omega, I obviously should have been. It seemed like, but I think they did it because they didn't want everyone to be like, "Oh, of course."
I don't care. I think for they Kenny wanted Omega between the ropes. I will say that if you were trying to get him over, all the pomp and circumstance is a good way to do it. I like his entrance.
His entrance is very cool. I like the two.
Trying to be heel,
two girls flipping the batons or whatever.
Yeah, that first week where he fucking need Sonny kiss his head off and then hit him with the
and just sitting there with that look.
Yeah, I thought that would go. I go okay. I go if they keep this up, they might get Kenny Omega over with me. And then he went back to be the nonsense, but.
You think, like, the V-Trigger and the Snapdragon is nonsense?
I feel like a lot of his... he has a lot of cool moves, and he doesn't tie them together well. It's a lot of... Wow. He feels really contrived, a lot of weird, erratic moves. It feels like the Ultimate Warrior trying to wrestle, like, a cruiserweight.
He's got the only protected finisher in wrestling.
I'll give him that. Yeah. He does cool moves.
And it really hypes up. I mean, the last 6 minutes of that thing is him just fucking blasting him with V-Triggers.
I feel like...
That part really takes me out.
Snapdragon thing. Well, because he'd already tried to get him in the one wing for so many times and he couldn't do it, so you gotta fucking bash him in the head a million times until you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
The storytelling makes sense to me. And Ultimate Warrior is a fucking maniac, the worst wrestler of all time. So that's a terrible disrespect.
That's awesome. So, all right.
Yeah, we're talking about the Blue Meanie or something.
You can do a pretty good moonsault. So let's talk about some NXT. Before the show went on the air here, we were talking. It's like, who is the NXT champion? It's Finn Balor, but like he's got no number one contender.
Yeah.
He's got no nothing. Like, where's he been? What's he doing?
Is this Ciampa thing supposed to like get him back in the picture? Is this... Because he's fighting Thatcher tonight. Isn't he?
Yeah. No, I think
a grudge match. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been fucking with each other. I think Ciampa's gonna lose to Thatcher though. I think Thatcher needs a big win here, and I think tapping out Ciampa would be a big deal.
Yeah,
I do too. I think he needs to beat him clean. I don't think he needs to win with Shenanigans.
I think he might choke him out.
Thatcher's not really a dirty fighter like that.
No, he's a catch-as-catch-can guy.
He's ruthless.
It might not be the most respectable moves, but they're not against the rules.
Yeah, he's going to fight dirty in the sense that he's going to be all over
break fingers and poke eyes.
Yeah. So let's talk about this match. Thatcher versus Ciampa. I had Thatcher. Chad had Thatcher. Iron Mike, you had Thatcher.
Yeah.
Everybody else that we know picked Ciampa. So
it probably makes sense.
So we're all correct is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I look forward to being a three-way champion with both of you gentlemen.
That would be amazing.
And we'll rule with an iron trebuchet fist.
No, we'll have to settle that in a game of Rock Band.
I don't think so. I think Tony Hawk's Pro Skater is the way to go here. unfortunately, Ryan's the champion, so I will message him, and we'll figure that out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Does anybody have a couple of Rumble Roses for the PS2?
No.
It's a very, very good pro wrestling women's video game that was way too good for his time.
No, really? The only
Rumble Roses?
Yeah, it's actually, like, pretty highly sought after.
The only PS2 video games, like... wrestling games I have are like background or backyard wrestling one
it's
and two
much
and
better like, than those but
I don't believe that the soundtrack on those games is amazing.
Is it the Juggalo backyard
you're damn game? Right it was Madrox and Monoxide are in the second one. I think Jay and Shaggy are in the first one. It's very good stuff. Everything except for the gameplay is amazing.
Everything except for the game itself
and the graphics.
It's
a PS2 for the time. It was whatever.
We're talking based just on the cover.
Yeah, just on the cover and the cutscenes and the soundtrack. Fucking everything you're looking for in a video game, guys. 5 stars. So let's talk about Dexter Lumis drawing Cameron Grimes' picture a lot. What's going on with that? Is Grimes going down? You think that's the case here?
I would assume so, but I really don't know any of either one of those guys.
Grimes like does like caricatures of like his opponents.
Oh, he's like a serial killer who like paints his like.
And they're doing the strap match, correct?
Yes, they're doing the strap match. And with the cage matches, it's approaching the, that's a little much. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
Is it really going to be that much crazier?
I mean, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
And then the other guy's the cowboy?
He's like, Yeah, I guess a cowboy.
He's the Ramblin' Man.
Yeah, he's more like a.
He's Elias's buddy. They met him while they're training. He's like a Cajun.
He's a chicken shit heel.
I don't like him in all the ways I'm not supposed to like him. Yeah. Like I don't.
I think he's going.
He's got a very punchable like tone to him. He's got like just I want to slap the shit out of him.
If he wore open toed shoes and you know. Told bad open mic jokes, you'd roast them on Facebook.
Oh my goodness.
So I got Dexter Loomis with the crazy eyes. Chad, you had Grimy. And then Iron Mike, you had Grimy as well.
Yeah.
Ryan had Grimy, and then everybody else had Loomis. So that's.
I'm gonna be honest, it might be Loomis. I'm not super sure about this.
It seems back and forth.
Yeah.
The only buildup I saw was this week's NXT, and it didn't really.
It was a bad episode of NXT. I was really unimpressed.
I'm gonna be honest.
Brought to the table.
Actually, give me Loomis. I think.
Give you Loomis.
I think Loomis is gonna go over here.
Wow.
I'll make that change.
Loomis. All right.
I think that's what A-Plot picks.
Yeah. A-Plot picked that. All right, moving on to the only title match of the night. Leon Ruff, your current North American champion, versus Johnny Wrestling versus Damian Priest. I had Johnny Wrestling. Chad had Ruff. Iron Mike, you had Ruff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Ruffs, a lot of Johnnies. No Priests.
Yeah, well, because I feel like Priest and Johnny are going to... They're gonna fuck each other over.
No, I think Leon's going over. I think he's gonna pick up the scraps.
Here. Exactly,
I'm taking Johnny. I like Johnny Wrestling.
I do too. I mean, yeah, he's my favorite of all three of them.
I can see Thatcher beating Martinez. Ruff for the
Thatcher
title. Yeah, Thatcher. So
no, we're talking Ruff about
wins. Oh,
I can see Thatcher beating him for the.
I'm like Thatcher's not in this match. What are you talking about?
I think that's where they're headed.
Foreshadowing,
so, or some other heel is gonna beat the fuck out of Leon Ruff. Yeah. I don't think it's gonna be. Gargano, and I don't think it's going to be Damian Priest.
Word.
Less of a distributor. I'm taking that as a no.
All right, yeah, that's fine. We're
just there's a bottle of pink lemonade going around, and he wondered if he was refreshed for those.
I'm a little parched, but we'll be all right. Where are we at? Next match, Undisputed Era versus Team Pat. McAfee.
I've got Team Pat here.
Now, where does Pat McAfee come from?
He's the Carolina Panthers.
Well, yeah, because he was doing WrestleMania stuff for a long
time.
He would be on like the pre-shows.
He's an NFL kicker.
Punter, not
a
kicker.
He's a punter. Oh, okay. And then he also, he's got like
for years he's been on pre-shows.
He's got like a half shock jock sports show. Like he's just a sports loudmouth.
That makes sense. That's why he was on all those pre-shows, because he'd be showing up wearing shorts and a blazer or something.
His whole thing is he's just kind of an arrogant prick.
Yeah, he'd show up with, Peter Rosenberg and fucking Sam or whatever.
Yeah, he's on like hot whatever with those guys.
Yeah, Hot 97.
Yeah, and they,
he's a good promo.
I like his stable. I
know he really is. No, CM Punk shouted him out on Twitter the other day. It's a damn shame that Pat McAfee is the best, like, guy on the stick on the entire company.
Yeah.
I like Pete Dunne's new gimmick. I'm all about that.
The tan Britishman?
I'm
the tannest man in the UK.
It worked for Hogan. It worked for Hogan. But, no, he's just a badass, dude. I feel like that guy is just... Yeah. Just no words. He's a lot like Benoit was, and I know that that's probably not everybody's favorite comparison, but like he was like the intense dude that didn't need to talk a lot, that just was going to be there and whoop your ass.
Yeah, I've always liked him ever since he came out.
Did anybody have an Undisputed Era here?
I do.
Yeah, I've got Pat. You've got Pat. Go to Undisputed Era. Forrest, Undisputed Era. Robert, Undisputed Era. A-Plot, Pat. Mo, Pat. But he keeps switching. Ryan, Pat, and then Iron Mike has Undisputed Era.
Yeah, I'm still unsure about this. I think
this Pat McAfee needs the win. Because he lost to Cole in the debut.
Undisputed Era won last year, didn't they?
And they may have won the year before.
That's why I'm going the other. That's why I'm saying.
I think you gotta get this. If you want the stable to last, you gotta get them a win.
Undisputed Era doesn't need
the
win.
But you could say the same thing about Undisputed Era, is they're like on their last things, and this could be.
I think they're on their way. I think they're.
But this could be what leads them the next couple months. This is their last big win.
One last hurrah.
Yeah. Sure. But this also could be their demise, you know? Like,
yeah. I think this
it could be where the miscommunication starts happening a little bit. We can start seeing the seams to come apart.
Yeah.
I think we might very well be getting...
But we still could see a win with seams falling apart.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, somebody pushes Adam Cole away to get the pin.
I think we still might be seeing Kyle O'Reilly, Adam Cole.
Who do you think scores the pinfall here?
Who thinks scores the pinfall?
Yeah.
I think...
there's no points involved in this part.
I think Pat scores the pinfall.
Pat himself does it?
I think Pat pins someone. It might be Cole, but I don't know.
Interesting.
I think Pat gets the win. I don't think he does most of the work, but I think he's going to get the pin.
Yeah. I'm going to see, like, Roddy getting in there first for the Undisputed Era.
I think Pat will be the last guy in.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Cole will be the last guy in front of Spirit Era, too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. It's going to be, if anyone's getting anything from
me. I'm going Pete Dunne. Pete Dunne's going to choke somebody out. That's what I'm like. Oh, what do you think? Who's going to win this match?
The Last Survivor?
Last Survivor. Who's going to get the decision?
That it would be either Pat or Adam.
Adam Cole, probably one of the captains.
I'm going to be honest. If the Undisputed Era is going over, I think Kyle O'Reilly gets
it. You always say that.
You always think
Buddy Guy does everything.
He's going to do everything.
Mike Trout's going to do it. You hear me right now. All right. And then the final match, if you will, the other War Games match, Team Shotzi versus Team Candace. Shotzi is... obviously Shotzi, Ember, Rhea Ripley, and Io Shirai. Team Candace is Candace, Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai, and Katie Marie Bone writing Toni Storm.
I'm going with Team Shotzi, even though I find Shotzi to be the most cringy wrestler of the last decade.
I have to agree with both of those. Yeah, yeah. I need that little tank thing.
Oh my god, little tank thing. You would think that was a Vince McMahon work, like a rib, like the, you know, somebody like you. He would make Dusty Rhodes do that to look like an idiot.
She fucking ran over what?
Coming from down south, boys. Let's get the little tank.
It's like, exactly. All right, let's give Ric Flair a tiny Cadillac to drive around. You know, let's make him look dumb.
Fucking
woo! Coco, make him bay at the moon.
Coco Beware is gonna have to ride a unicycle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and did you see that promo where they drop her off an engine? I was like, all right, yeah, girls. Like, just because every female gimmick is Mad Max based doesn't mean there's going to be a car chase tonight.
Oh, my God.
You don't need... She's in there building a car, and then her teammates bring her an engine, which is just gold... flash like the Pulp Fiction briefcase. Like, it doesn't ever show it.
It's
just
like gold. Engine.
And then she goes, I think I'm in love. And it's like, what are you building a car for? We're doing a wrestling match. this is not Mad Max. You've been confused by your age.
That's not how you train for these matches.
I understand that from your perspective, it might seem that you're doing the next Mad Max movie, but it is not. This is what we call professional wrestling.
Yeah, well, she did win that ladder match on NXT this past Wednesday.
Yeah,
that was the only time a face ever one advantage.
Oh, we were just saying that. I was like, what the hell? The heel's supposed to win here.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we know who's got the advantage in
Pat. Pete Dunne got it.
Pete Dunne got it?
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne do that?
Pete Dunne.
Pete Dunne.
The tannest man in the UK.
I love that shit. Speaking of NXT UK, that Walter match.
That was very good.
Who was that guy that he just murdered?
Dragunov.
Dominic, or whatever.
I don't know his first name.
Dragunov. You know, like the sniper.
Yeah, I was talking to Showtime the other day. He's all like, oh my god, Walter's held the title for 686 days. I'm like, yeah, you saw him murder that guy. No, he's going to fucking challenge that guy. And
before that, it was fucking, what's his name? The tannest man in the UK.
Pete Dunne.
Yeah, Pete Dunne.
No, they have real good matches. Yeah, he fucks those guys up.
Dude, I've never seen a more violent match that had zero
weapon
or even zero foul play.
Yeah, like, that was all.
There's no eye raking.
We were watching. There was very little high flying.
No,
they didn't leave their feet at all.
Beating the living hell out of each other.
Yeah, no, it reminded me of that Thatcher Riddle battle they had. I want to
see so much more of that stuff.
We are not leaving our feet. I don't want to see 700 fucking dives. I want to see these guys wrestle each other. I want to see somebody hook somebody.
Yeah, no.
I want to see somebody Briscoe somebody.
No ring post, no stair set, no edge of the ring.
It's okay to win with a fucking backslide every once in a while. I'm just saying. Like,
but especially if you beef it up like that. I mean, those chop fests were out of control.
No, dude.
They were both like bloody.
They're wearing the scars on their chest.
Like, yeah, Dragunov looked, his chest was purple.
Dude. Yeah.
No, it was Walter. They told a really good story in that match. Of like, it pushed Walter. Walter's to a limit. Been big, yeah, no, and it was just Walter's a frightening human being.
I don't. Yeah, I think he would be great in the main roster. As like a William Regal type. Like, just the fucking European badass.
He reminds me of JBL. He's built like JBL. He wrestles like JBL. Like a bully. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I like that. He just lifts this guy up and just goes, wham!
He doesn't have a great body. Yeah. And, like, you could hear that through a whole stadium.
Like,
That's stuff that just gets over. It doesn't matter if people like him or not. If you're at a live show and you're half paying attention, you hear that, you're like, what the fuck?
Gunshot go off.
Yeah, now you're paying attention. Yeah.
Well, he's just so much bigger than everybody else. Like, as a kid that was bullied in school, I know what it's like to be pulled up by your chest and just, like, slap the shit out of you. You say one too many things, but eventually the big guy gets mad. I don't know why, but it's crazy shit. So, is there going to be any blood tonight, guys?
Any blood?
Oh, yeah. If there's going to be blood, it's probably going to be in one of the war games or the strap match, obviously. But the strap match probably needs it.
I think if we're getting blood tonight, is there expectation that there'll be blood?
No, I'm just asking.
Because it's kind of a...
It's extreme. War games.
Like, there's a lot of hard edges. When I was growing up,
I could see there being blood in the strap match just because it's cuts and those.
Because it needs it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, even just getting clobbered with that strap, that'll break the skin. You know.
Yeah. Well, when I was growing up, the most memorable War Games moment I have is when Mr. Perfect was coming down and Ric Flair had his head in the door. And he slammed the door in Flair's head, and you just see blood in his hair just going. And then the next night on Nitro, they show a still of Flair, and he's just got like 72 like stitches like across his forehead. Oh, man. And that stuff as like a 12 to 13 year old kid, I'm just.
Are you gonna pass out?
No, I'm just like it's an amazing visual. Yeah, I want to find that episode of Nitro. I'll throw it out there. Too. It's like. That stuff really made this seem like you were going to war, and that
and isn't that the
you
point
might
of
lose
the
your fucking life.
Yeah, isn't that the fucking... point of the cage? Is that it's dangerous that
and it's
you,
the
that
end
it
all?
Could knock your fucking teeth in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, that fucking match was hard, and these guys wore the fucking cage and stuff. You
and
know?
That's what. And NXT has actually done a good job of actually using the cage for what it's meant. I mean, of course, a lot of it's high flying spots.
Yeah.
But, you know, grinding people's face into it, slamming them with the door. That's what a cage match is, you know. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just two guys having a wrestling match through chain link with a bad camera angle.
Yeah, we can't see it that good. What's the point of that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need to use it.
Yeah. You know? And I feel like it kind of, especially in like the last 5 or so years, it's kind of just been like... not extremely violent.
I mean, nothing really means it.
But it used to mean, like, Hell in a Cell means someone's going off of it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, like, they've really dialed... They had to dial some of that stuff back as a PG. Hopefully, I think they're dialing it back forward just because they're seeing how AEW having violence is getting over. So I think we're going to see
more. And that stuff isn't on television. It's on their own promotion.
Exactly.
It's not like they're doing it on USA. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, final thoughts, and then we'll get the show started. Showtime?
We didn't talk about one of them. We didn't talk about Ciampa.
Yeah, that was the first one we talked about.
Was that? Yeah, I thought it was your channel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, if you got more to say, wait for your final thoughts, and you can get back. Right.
My name is Chad Showtime Schultz. I'm excited to watch War Games tonight. I definitely need to know better.
You definitely need to know better.
Never change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Iron Mike.
If you are going to listen to one Hulk Hogan song.
Oh, yes.
On the whole album, Chad Schultz. The whole album. There's, I think, 13, 14 tracks. There is a rap song. Please listen to The World Just Lost Another Hulkamania.
Hang on.
That's the ballad. Now, that was back when albums were made where there'd be a bunch of pop songs, there'd be one ballad, and maybe one rap song. I mean, Madonna did it. Fucking Debbie Harry did it.
U2 did it. Everybody did it.
Everybody had one rap song, one sad song.
Y'all remember when The Boss did that.
Exactly, yeah. Now, Randy Savage put out an album, all rap songs.
So good. So good.
Hogan put an album out.
Oh, back like when he was putting out like lunchboxes and shit, dude. Like, it was in the heyday of Hulkamania. It's like 85 or something.
I need to check this out.
Yeah. The World Just Lost Another Hulkamaniac. That's the
It's about Kurt Hennig, right?
I don't think so.
No, there's
Maybe a.
Oh, that's the Savage song.
Savage has a rap song about this called My Perfect Friend.
It's on there. I swear to God.
That's so great. No, I think it's just, it's like about like Make-A-Wish stuff or something, I think. Okay. I don't know.
Oh,
or like
sad.
People getting out of wrestling. I don't know. There's a lot of metaphors for it.
Okay. Well,
he wishes Hulk's love could bring them back again.
Okay.
And so that's the
Showtime.
I
am expecting a full review next episode. And
I've been talking about this for at least 2 months.
Yeah, he has.
If
you listen to the last three episodes, every time Iron Mike brings up the song. So, yeah, we'll have you on next episode, and then we're going to have Chad review it, and then we'll get down to the bottom of this, and we'll know if Hulk
Hogan... I'll have to listen to it again. It's been a long time since I was a child. And that was when he was Hollywood Hulk Hogan. I was like, this is...
Really? Like NWO, like my shirt says?
Yeah, and so I found it on, like, Napster or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and I was like, this is nasty. Like, yeah. This is bad.
It's like, you're being sarcastic right now?
Yeah, it was terrible. But I was like, well, this is from the before time. I'm glad he's cool now. You know,
yeah.
Dropped the leg on Randy Savage and stuff.
I hated it. I was so mad at him.
You're wearing an NWO shirt right
now. I'm an adult now. As a child, it scarred me. It's not my fault. I grew up looking like Six-Pack. It's not my fault.
It's not my fault. I was born the 1-2-3 kid.
It's not my fault. I like telling people to suck it. I like sticking my tongue out. And my dog is pretty cool. I'm just saying. Treb Waltman, everybody.
Dude. Get high and watch wrestling.
That's right. So that just leaves my final thoughts, and they are, I really hope somebody comes in like Hulk Hogan did in War Games many years ago, just with the powder, and just throw it in everybody's face. Yeah. Just the dirtiest move in pro wrestling. As soon as they come out, powder everybody. And then...
That is the most southern thing ever. This is from someone who's listened to a lot of Jim Cornette. The powder is the most southern thing.
It is, dude.
We could have powder on a pole. It could be
a
more southern.
A mysterious substance.
Yeah, exactly.
Is it supposed to be cocaine? I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
Depends on who's throwing it.
Yeah, I was gonna, it depends on the Freebirds are involved or not.
Yeah. When New Jack was throwing it, certainly.
That's right. So, I just hope Miz...
You throw the powder now, New Jack just sneezed.
I just hope Miz cashes in his Money in the Bank on Finn Balor tonight. That'll be really cool. That'd be get people talking about NXT.
But how would he on Finn Balor? Because Balor's not even...
Just jump him in the back. He could be there.
I don't think that's going to happen. It's a Money in the Bank briefcase. He should be able to use it on any world title, I would think.
Yeah. I don't actually...
You think an A-lister...
is going to come to the B-list show on the A-list network?
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe if Miz and Maurice are fucking following it. So, all right, you guys. Have a good one. Hopefully... this vaccine will get going and we'll be able to have like thousands of people in here once again and predictions and
exactly.
Champions and fests. Remember the food fest so many years ago?
Once upon a time.
And Jaga Bombs and all that fun
Royal
stuff.
Royal Rumble was the last one.
It was.
And
it was
a great one it was.
It could be the one again that brings everybody back.
That would be fun.
Maybe Mania. Maybe Mania is
we'll
what
see.
The earliest. So have a good day, night, you guys. Day, night, whatever the fuck it is. I don't even know what month it is. Fucking, I am Trebuchet. That's the guys over there. Trebuchet out.